What's up, Browns fans? Nathan Zgura alongside Mr. Matt Wilhelm here for the Browns-Colts game preview. Two 0-2 teams, two teams that really need a victory to get going this season. Colts team, Jacoby Brissett, he wasn't even with the team earlier in the offseason. Right. He's their quarterback. What do the Browns have to do to stop that offense?
Well, what I'd love the Browns to do is to take away the run. And they're going to have a veteran in Frank Gore who's a tough runner. And I think the Colts are going to have to stick with the run to really take the pressure off of Jacoby Brissett. But that's exactly what I want. Make them one-dimensional. Make him drop back 30-plus times. We're going to suffocate them. We're not going to let T.Y. Hilton get behind us as we've seen through two games. So I think taking the run game away and forcing their quarterback, whether it be Brissett or Tolzien, to beat us.
Yeah, Frank Gore doesn't even have 100 yards rushing yet on the season, and you talked about pressuring Brissett. He's completing 27% of his passes when under pressure. T.Y. Hilton, he hasn't been the same without Andrew Luck, only just over 100 yards on the season. But Matt, you were a linebacker in the NFL. Tight ends are a matchup oftentimes for linebackers. Their leading receivers at tight end, Jack Doyle. The Browns have struggled with tight ends this year. We got to stop Jack Doyle.
We definitely do. And I think, as you saw, both games that we've seen this far, they've run the tight end screen. They've shown the football. We aggressively come on up and they hit the tight ends behind us. But on the same lane on the other side, our leading receiver is also a tight end. And that is something the Indianapolis Colts defense has struggled with. So Seth the Valve, David Njoku, look for us to have a big game plan ready for those guys.
Now, Isaiah Crowell's gotten 10 carries on average in the first half of these two games, but because of the score, not as many, only 7 total in the second half. This is the game where you gotta feed the crow.
It definitely is. And I think it sets up the success of DeShone Kizer. We have to be able to run the football for DeShone Kizer to be able to flash that football and allow Kenny Britt, Kaysen Williams, some of the other wide receivers to get open.
Yeah, no Corey Coleman in this one. He's on IR. Jamie Collins still in the concussion protocol, so I'm not sure if the Browns will have him available. But look, take care of the football, and they can beat the Indianapolis Colts. Thanks for watching our game preview. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zgura saying keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.